Today, I'm presenting to the commission a request to adopt a regulation for the Habitat Management Division to create a general permit for utility crossings of state-owned Semaquis lands, title, and non-title. This has been an idea that staff has been throwing around for a while, and finally the stars have aligned, and we're able to present this to you today. In 2022, Governor Youngkin issued Executive Order Number 19 for all executive branch state agencies to review the regulatory process and develop ways to reduce regulatory burdens on the public. As a result of this executive order, staff is presenting this new regulation for utility crossings of state-owned Semaquis lands as a way to streamline the permitting process for these types of projects. Over the last few years, increasing numbers of applications have been submitted to VMRC for review involving utility line crossings. These types of projects have included replacing existing lines and constructing new utility lines. Because of the public trust doctrine involving state-owned lands, any encroachments over or under state-owned Semaquis bottom require a permit from VMRC. Currently, it takes staff approximately 60 to 90 days to administratively issue a Semaquis permit for these types of projects. The general permit could reduce this process time to as little as 21 days, representing a 70% reduction in processing time, which will save the agency time, applicant significant amounts of money, and allow the public quicker access to improved utility services. It should also be noted that these types of projects do not generally generate any public comment or protests as a result of the public interest review and subsequently receive a VMRC subaqueous permit. Replacement utility lines usually occur as they reach the end of their serviceable life and need to be replaced, or to avoid loss of service to their customers, or there is a need to expand their capabilities due to development and or population growth. These types of projects typically occur in the same utility right-of-ways and can be as simple as hanging a new utility wire on existing utility poles. We have also seen a dramatic increase in the number of applications being submitted for new fiber optic broadband internet cables throughout the Commonwealth. There have been a number of state and federal programs that have been encouraging broadband access to these areas that did not currently have them, and this has been fueling that kind of growth. We expect these application numbers will increase over time during the next several years. Thus, we see the benefits of this general permit increasing as time goes on. There are two types of utility installation methods that this general permit will specifically address: aerial crossings over water bodies and borings underneath of them. The general permit will only be issued for these types of permit projects as they do not require any in-stream construction activities and have no direct effect on natural resources of the streams and waterways where the project is proposed. This particular drawing depicts an aerial crossing of a broadband telecommunication cable over a non-tidal stream in Loudoun County. The plan view is on top and the cross-sectional view is on the bottom of the page. In this case, the broadband cable is being installed on existing utility poles which are located in the uplands within an existing utility right-of-way. There are no in-stream construction activities proposed in the creek. In this case, the new line will be suspended 14 feet above the elevation of the creek, and this lack of in-stream impacts is an important part of the general permit as the project will not directly impact those natural resources under your jurisdiction. So no endangered species interactions or effects on the benthic environment. I tried to mark this up the best I could. Very well. So I've outlined the utility crossing in red, showing that, you know, it's above 14 feet above the stream bottom in blue, utility poles in the uplands, and basically you won't be seeing any impacts to those resources. This is an example of a board crossing of Four Mile Creek in Henrico County. The scale plan view on top again shows the alignment of a sewer main near a pedestrian bridge. For this type of project, boring starts in the uplands, away from the creek, where a specialized piece of equipment runs a drill and pipeline under the creek bottom, avoiding any in-stream construction activities and direct impacts of natural resources under VMRC. In this particular case, the sewer line will be a minimum of 6 feet under the creek bottom. And here you can see one of the boring pits where the machine will start the drill underneath, going underneath the creek bottom here and coming back up to the uplands on the other side. And you can't really read that there, but that's indicating that the line would be 6 feet underneath the creek bed. So again, no impacts. Staff recognizes the governor's request to reduce regulatory burden and feels that the general permit created by this regulation will result in significant amount of savings in applicants' time, resources, and money by changing from a VMRC subaqueous permit to a general permit. There will also be a benefit to the public at large by new and improved utility services being provided in a timelier manner. This is because using a general permit, once staff determines the project application is complete and meets the requirements of the general permit, could then be issued in short order without the need for a public interest review. The proposed regulation has been vetted by the VMRC Regulatory Review Committee, VMRC Council for the Office of the Attorney General, and with the Department of Legislative Services in Virginia. The recommendations have been incorporated into the document for your consideration today. The proposed regulation has also been advertised in accordance with state code for new regulations, including placement in the Virginia Town Hall website, legal notices in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Daily Press, and the Eastern Shore News, as well as our webpage. The proposal has also been reviewed by the Office of Regulatory Management in Richmond and received its support. No comments have been received from the public for this proposed regulation. In summary, state experience has shown the installation of aerial and board utility lines will not adversely impact natural resources under the jurisdiction of VMRC. In addition, these types of projects normally receive a subaqueous permit from the commission following the standard public interest review with no protests. To be a more efficient regulatory agency and to accommodate Governor Youngkin's Executive Order Number 19, staff is proposing this general permit as a way to expedite projects where there are no direct impacts to natural resources under VMRC regulatory authority. This new general permit will allow time and cost savings not only to this agency, but to general public and utility companies. Therefore, staff recommends the approval of this regulation as proposed. I've included a copy of that regulation in your books today, and I'd be glad to address any questions you may have.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any questions? Mr. Arson.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. You mentioned the public review process would be followed. Is there any additional measures, public review or public notification, or just the standard?
So with the general permit, we would not no longer be doing adjacent property owner letters. We wouldn't be running ads in a local newspaper or contacting our sister agencies for any kind of comments because there are no direct impacts to natural resources under VMRC jurisdiction. All the upland issues should already be resolved because the companies can't put these lines in unless they have the easements in place. So we felt that we could probably bypass that public interest review with this permit.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions from the commission? So I just want to clarify too, Mr. Johnson said it several times, this is in projects where our authority is runs out. We don't have anything affected that we have authority over. So
except for the encroachment under the public trust doctrine.
Thank you. Any more questions? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience here that wishes to speak on this item? That being said, the matter is before the commission for discussion and or a motion.
Move to approve staff recommendations.
Got a motion from Mr. Monitor to approve staff recommendations. Do I have a second?
I second.
Second from Ms. Edwards. Any further discussion? That being said, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Chief Owen.
Good morning again. This should be a fairly quick item.